Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Did you know that Jesus is our friend? He loves us. He saves us. He will be with us to the end of the world when He comes to take us home. I'm so glad, aren't you?
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Hi, boys and girls. It is our last day for this story about Peter. Has it been an exciting one? It sure has. Peter had been thrown into prison by Herod, and Herod wanted to kill Peter. So last time, remember, the angel had helped Peter to escape, and pretty soon Peter found himself in the middle of the street at night with the moon shining, and I'm sure it was pretty cold out, and he decided he was going to go to the believer's house. It was Mary's house, and she was the mother of John Mark. We're going to get started in just a minute, but let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time that we get to spend with each other. Help us to put aside the distractions, to focus on you and on what you want us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. It was nighttime. Peter was outside of a house knocking on the door. He knew that there were people inside praying that God would save him from being killed the next day. And God answered their prayers, didn't he? They were all praying together, and God sent an angel. Well, when they heard the knock, a girl named Rhoda went to the door and listened. Then she ran back to tell everyone that Peter was at the door. Look at Acts chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Acts is in the New Testament. It's the fifth book in the New Testament, right after John. Acts chapter 12, sort of toward the middle of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 12, those are the big numbers, 1, 2, 12. And then you're going to look underneath that for the little numbers, verse 13 and 14. You might have to turn your page in your Bible to get to verse 13 and 14, but go ahead, look it up. If you need a little more time, press pause, and then when you're ready, you can press play again. Acts chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Here's what it says.
And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate.
She was so excited that she didn't even open the door. She was like, oh, I hear Peter out there. And she ran to tell everybody. But you know what? Nobody believed her. They were like, no, he's not at the door. He's in prison. She's like, no, he's there. And they're like, well, then why didn't you open the door? She's like, come and see. She insisted that it was Peter. Look at verse 15. We read verse 13 and 14. Now we're going to read verse 15. Acts chapter 12, Verse 15.
And they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel."
They even said, "Oh, it's his angel." Kind of like, "It's a ghost. It's not Peter." Well, Rhoda knew it wasn't an angel knocking on that door. It was Peter. Finally, they opened the door, and sure enough, there stood Peter. Oh, they were so excited. Look at verse 16.
Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished.
They were astonished. They were like, "Oh, are you serious?" Peter quickly motioned for them to be quiet, be quiet. And they joyfully listened as he told of the wonderful miracle that Jesus had done. Then Peter hurried away to a place where he would be safe. Look at verse 17.
And motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And they said, "Go, tell these things to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place.
Just a note on this verse, verse 17, it says, "Go tell these things to James and to the brethren." And you might remember from earlier this week that James had been killed. Well, this is another man whose name was James. It was another one. It was not the same James who was killed by Herod. The next morning, a crowd gathered to watch King Herod carry out his plan to kill Peter. Can you just imagine? Everyone kind of looking and waiting and wondering when's it going to happen and being the first one to catch a glimpse. But you know what happened? When the soldiers went to the prison to get him, the guards were very afraid. Peter was gone. And they didn't remember anything or know anything about how it had happened. It's like God had put them to sleep or made it so that they didn't know or see or hear anything. Now they were scared because they had just let this prisoner go, and the penalty for that is death. King Herod was furious. He was so angry. Look at verse 18 and verse 19. Acts chapter 12, verse 18 and 19.
Then, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea, to Caesarea and stayed there.
This is an amazing story, boys and girls, and you want to know why? Because it shows us the power of united prayer. It's one thing to just pray all by ourselves, but there is so much more power when we pray together in a group, when we pray together as a church family. The church, the believers gathered together and prayed and prayed and prayed, and God answered their prayers. Boys and girls, prayer works. Prayer changes things. Prayer allows God to do things that he couldn't do before we prayed. Prayer is like the key to unlock the door. There was a boy named Dan, and he had been out hiking all by himself, and he shouldn't have been, but he was. And when he was out hiking, he fell and he broke his leg. He was way out in the middle of nowhere. No one knew where he was. They were very, very concerned, and he was really scared. As he was out there in the wilderness, there was another young man who came walking by, and his name was Joe. And Joe helped him. He gave him some water in his canteen. He gathered a bunch of sticks for the fire, and Joe said, "You stay here." Well, obviously, he would have to stay here. "I'll go and get help." And Dan was so scared. He was like, But how do I know that you'll actually come back?" And Joe said, "I'll put my handkerchief right here on this pine tree and I'll come back." And Dan said, "How do I know? No, there's thousands, millions of pine trees out here." And Joe just smiled and said, "I'll be back." But before he left, he said, "Let me pray with you." And you know what he prayed? He prayed, "Thank you, God, for what you are going to do for my friend. Thank you for the courage and strength you are going to give him and me." Joe believed that God was going to give courage. He believed that God was going to give them strength. He prayed in faith. After Joe left, Dan was sitting there and, oh, his leg hurt so bad. But pretty soon he got some water and then he started a fire and he ended up becoming almost delirious. You see, Dan had not prayed in many, many years. He had gone through a terrible experience and he hadn't prayed since then. But now, feeling his helplessness, being scared, not knowing what to do, he prayed and he said, "Lord, Joe said that you would give me strength and you would give me courage. Please help me. Please help me." Many hours later, with that prayer, Dan felt lighter. He felt safer. He felt better. And he realized that prayer can change his heart, can change his attitude, and it can change his feelings. Several hours later, Joe came back with rescuers, and they helped to get Dan to the hospital and to get his leg fixed. But he never forgot that God answers prayers. God gave him that courage. God gave him the strength. And now he had a new relationship with God. Boys and girls, prayer works. When you pray, when you ask God for help, he will be with you. He may not make the bad situation perfect. He may not take it all away, but he will give you the strength that you need to walk through that trial. Aren't you glad that God is there for you? I am. Let's pray and thank him. Lord, thank you for your love and your care. Thank you for promising to never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for the promise where you say, "Ask and it'll be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened." Help us to have a stronger prayer connection with you. In Jesus' name, amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. Have you been learning it? Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. I'm glad that God has promised that when we ask, he will be there. When we seek, we'll find. And that when we knock, it will be opened. I'm sure you know this song pretty well by now. So let's sing it all together.
Matthew 7:7.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.